Once upon a time, there was a daddy who's about to tell Phineas a story.
Once upon a time, there was a banana. Sticking out.
I want a banana right now.
You already asked for one.
I didn't have it.
And I said yes.
I didn't hear.
So where are we at here?
Well, because I didn't hear you say yes. And I was confused to where I should just take it without asking you again. Or ask you get so I was torn between getting a banana.
Bananas are fine. You can always have a banana.
Yeah, can I have one now?
No, not when... You'll miss the story because you'll be running down getting a banana.
I know, but after the story,
let's go. You don't need a sleepy banana. Just go off to bed.
I make me tired, I'm not lying. I had one before school and I fell asleep during reading.
Okay. Once upon a time, there was a sticky note named... Jeffrey.
You can name so many people Jeffrey.
Do I? Once upon a time, there was a sticky note named Gordon. Once upon a time, there was a sticky note named...
Clarence.
But every time I think of Clarence, I think of Clarence. That screws me up.
Well, then, why don't you name the sticky note?
Once upon a time, there was a sticky note named Rance.
Randy.
Rance.
That'd be funny if his name was Rancid.
And Rance was about middle of the pile. Not the top, not the bottom.
Middle.
Right in the middle. And it was a yellow sticky note, middle of the pile. Didn't feel very significant, I gotta say. Just kind of felt like...
What is significant
to me? Significant. Special. Interesting. Something of note. Which is funny, because he was a sticky note. And he did not feel that his life was notable.
That's kind of ironic.
And he sat there in the middle of the notepad, just thinking, poor me, I'm just a silly yellow stick, you know, nothing special about
me. So he's modest.
He's just kind of feeling like he's a nobody.
No, that's called being modest when you're like, say you're really pretty and you're like, oh, I'm so ugly.
I don't know what that is. That's
or like your art is so good.
For compliments.
No, your art is so good, and you're just like it's so terrible.
Yeah, but that, people only say that because they want other people to be like, "No, you're beautiful, and your art is amazing."
That's definitely not why people do that. It's because
if you're really humble, then you would just.
Right.
Not say anything about it. Just do your stuff, be yourself, and then just chug along. And if somebody wants to notice you or your work, then they will do so. If they do not, then they will not, and you chug along.
Cool. Story time.
So, Rance.
What's modest then?
Modest. Modest is being like what I just said.
Or, like, when someone says, like, oh, you're so beautiful. No, I'm not. Okay, maybe I am.
No, it's saying, oh, thank you. Not making a big deal about it, just kind of rolling along with it, you know?
I don't think that's what modest
is. It is. It's by not trying to...
But, okay.
You don't disagree with people, because then they're just like, oh, no, really, you're so beautiful. Oh, stop.
Oh, stop.
Anyway, it's fine. So yeah, Rance was always moaning and whining to all the other sticky notes around him, saying, oh man, I'm never going to amount to anything. I'm just a yellow sticky note in the middle of the pad. Ain't nothing exciting going on over here.
Yeah.
And, yeah, everybody's like, whatever, man, what are you so hung up on? Like, that's the rest of us too, right? Like, we're all just boring sticky notes in the middle of the pad. That's what's up. So what's the problem? And, yeah, and so he was like, he's like, you don't understand, I want to be somebody, I want to make a difference.
You want to meet a pink one.
You want to be something special.
No. She wants to meet a pink sticky note. Maybe get married and have a purple sticky note. And a green sticky note. Maybe even a sticker dog.
So, they moaned and he complained all day long, and every day, and every other day, and every week, and every month, as the notes kept getting peeled. Well, he was only... The pad was only around for a couple months. And they were getting closer and closer to him, and he's like...
I'm not going to get used for something important.
He was like, this is crap, I'm just a sticky note, nothing matters. All his friends were like, shut up, Rance, you're driving us crazy. Sticky notes are very important, and if you can't see that, then we don't want to hear from you. It was a big, messy mess. But then, word kept started coming down the pad. Hey, did you hear what happened to Steven? He was used as a sticky note to write down lottery numbers, and then those lottery numbers came in, and he got carried all the way to the lottery office to collect $1 million. Rance was so jealous. Thought, that's the kind of thing I want to do. I want to mean something someday. I want to be $1 million sticky note like Steven. Steven was so famous, everybody was talking about him. That's what Rance wanted. He wanted to be a big deal like that.
Crack yours.
So, he started dreaming of all the things that could be written on him. He was thinking maybe someone could write a house offer on him.
Here's y'all's budget.
Here's y'all's all-in budget. or somebody could maybe write down a business deal.
What does that mean?
Like somebody could buy a business by writing a number on a sticky note and then sliding across the table. Something amazing like that. And so he was obsessed with making sure that he at least had a dollar sign on him or some numbers or something amazing like that that could change somebody's life.
Well, he could change his life by still pretending to be humble.
Then, word came down that Joyce...
Who's Joyce? Joycey.
Joycey.
His girl in my class now. Everyone calls her Joyce and she hates it.
Who also had a very important note written on her. She was used for a phone number that somebody used to meet their wife. And without that phone number, they never would have met again. Then Rance was really obsessed. He's like, oh, I hope when someone gets down to me that I do something like that. Forget about money. Money's for chumps. I want to be used for love. I want to be used for something that really matters. So then he was dreaming. He's like, oh, maybe someone could write a love note. Or someone could even write, like, I love you, and stick me to a fridge, something cool like that. So he started dreaming of all the cool things that he could be. And then he didn't care about the dollars and the money. He was just like, I hope there's a heart drawn on me or something. That would be great. Anyway, so then he chugged along, and didn't hear any other real crazy stories.
And then his best friend.
And then one day he woke up. It was getting pretty bright, and the sun was in his eyes. He's like, what's going on in the air? And there he was, on the top of the pad. Couldn't believe it. Felt so weird. Never seen so much of the world that he was in. He saw that he was in a restaurant near the cash register. He was looking around, wondering what would happen, wondering what would go down next. He waited, and he waited, and he waited.
Is it too?
And then, sure enough, he felt the scratching of things on him.
Does it hurt when they get pinned? Or is it like any tattoo?
I don't know. He felt it scratching on his surface.
He's like,
oh my gosh, what is this? What is this? What is it? And then he got peeled off, and he got stuck to a briefcase, and then that briefcase was carried through the whole city, and
he up tried and down,
it. And across and along, and along the subway, and up and down a street, and into a hospital, and then peeled off the briefcase and handed it to a doctor. And the doctor said, okay, I'll be a minute. And the doctor went in and came out with a cooler and handed the cooler to the person and stuck the sticky note on the front of the cooler. And then the person took the cooler back to the subway, into a cab, onto a plane, and flew for 3 hours on the plane, came off the plane, got in another cab, and then ran into another hospital. The hospital said, is it here? Is it here? And he handed the cooler to the other doctor. The doctor said, oh, perfect. It says right here on this note exactly who this is for. Said little Joey Watterson, and they opened the cooler, and in there was a human heart, and little Joey Watterson was getting a transplant, and this was his heart. Our friend Rance realized what had just happened, and he was amazed. He said, this is the highest honor of any sticky note ever. I
really, the lottery is better than heart surgery.
Yeah, no, nothing's better than being able to live, baby. And because of the accuracy and the brightness of our friend Rance, little Joey Watterson was given the heart that he needed to live. Rance felt
fulfilled. I'd rather have $1,000.
Then a little kid's heart to help him live? That's
$1,000,000.
That doesn't sound very nice.
13,000 million.
No.
You would never do that?
Sweetie, little Joey Watterson was somebody's son. He needed a heart to live. That's more important than anything, and you know that.
Why would a random person on the street have to pay for it?
Well, who's paying? What?
Exactly.
We have to go over this later. The end.